reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowd, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And this bread that I give you is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How could this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Back in August of 2019, you might remember a disturbing Pew study that came out about Catholics and their belief in the Eucharist. Close to 70%, it says, of Catholics in the pews do not believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. About 30% of normal Catholics do believe it and understand the teaching of transubstantiation, that the body and blood of Christ is what we receive, and the bread and wine are transformed. The substance, its essence, is transformed on the altar, and it's no longer bread and wine, we believe, but the body and blood of soul and divinity of Jesus. And so that teaching that is the core of our faith, in other words, without the Eucharist, without that teaching, we would not have a faith. And in this gospel we hear in John chapter 6, Jesus emphasizes that bread that he gives us is truly his body and blood. What we receive from this altar is not just a symbol, but truly Jesus. Have any of you never heard that before? The teaching of Jesus, of our teaching on the Eucharist? Hopefully you've heard that before. And I'm not saying something to you that's surprising. If I am, that's okay. And if you're like, "What? That's what Catholics believe?" Well, please go and learn more about it. Because this is everything. The Eucharist is everything for us. It is the pearl of great price. It is the source and summit of our faith. It is Jesus. I want to talk a little bit about the importance of Eucharistic hunger by using this interesting story. I actually heard this last week. One of my classmates from the seminary, who's a priest in Nebraska, before he became a priest, he was an Army Ranger. He went to West Point, then he went to Ranger School, and went through all of that, and at the end he said, "Now I think I want to be a priest." But he was talking about the end of Ranger School. And if anybody knows anything about that or has experienced something similar, maybe in your military training or any kind of training of that nature, they push you to the very brink of almost completely falling apart. At the very end of Ranger School, they have deprived you of a lot of food and drink, basic nutrition. They've marched you, they've ran you, they've taken you to the point of breaking. And so he said he got to that point, and his whole group of men and women who were going through that school, they got to this point, and what he remembers is they were on some sort of mission, and they finished the mission, and they were delirious. And they came to their superior officer, and he said, okay, we're going to take a walk. Now, this was about 2 o'clock in the morning, he said. They started walking. They thought they were done, by the way. They thought everything was done. They started walking until the sun came up. So they weren't done. They walked for like another 4 hours or more. And they got to this building. And when they got into the building, there were trays of bologna sandwiches. And he recalls entering to that building and seeing those trays of bologna sandwiches, literally just 2 pieces of bread and a piece of bologna, that's it. But they saw that food, and they were just like, oh, they were so excited and full of joy. And he said to me, that was the best sandwich I've ever had in my life. And it made me think about Eucharistic hunger. That what if we came to Mass with that sort of mentality? We walked into this church and we knew that from this altar we were going to receive something far greater than a bologna sandwich. In fact, we do, don't we? We receive the living God from this altar. And so it begs us to ask the question, what are we bringing to Mass? Are we bringing sin? We should be, because the Lord transforms our sin and forgives it, particularly venial sin within the Mass. Are we bringing a hunger for God? Are we bringing our desire to receive Jesus? What do we bring when we come to the Lord in Holy Communion? It's easy to bring our indifference, our comfortableness, our complaints. It's easy to bring the things that are not of God. Pope Benedict XVI famously said once, or no, I probably got the wrong person, sorry. I think it was him. He probably quoted the person that said it, but the quote is good. The quote is, we were not made for comfort. We were made for greatness. And if that's true, where that begins, where that formation and transformation into great saints of the church, it begins at this altar. It begins with Jesus, who says, eat my flesh, drink my blood, and you will have life. I want you to examine in your own life your own hunger for Jesus in the Eucharist. When we come to Mass, do we want to receive Jesus? Are we desiring that, hungering for that, yearning for the Lord? But also, when we receive the Lord, are we letting Christ transform us, transform our hearts, our minds, everything that we are, to make us better? Because we can't be complacent in this world. The Lord wants to continuously transform and convert us into the saints he's calling us to be. Don't be complacent in that pew, but be ready to be transformed so that then we go out into the world. When you leave this church after Mass, having received the Eucharist, you are not the same. You are not the same person. The Lord is doing something in you, and you must respond. We must respond to the call of Jesus to go out and transform the world. If we don't see it now, in this day and age more than ever, I don't know when we're going to see it. We're torn by illness, fear, judgment, racism. We're torn by all kinds of things that are not true. We are constantly being faced with violence and war. People putting themselves on the line, their lives on the line for us every day. People each and every day looking at each other and saying, possibly saying, "You're not as human as I am." And at the very core of our Christian teaching, we believe that every person has dignity and has worth. From the womb to the tomb. Have you heard that? We have to live that way. Because a Eucharistic hunger that is then satisfied by receiving Jesus has to go out and actually be Jesus. That's a big call that we have. Today the Lord is challenging us, challenging the world. This is the bread, Jesus says, that came down from heaven. This is my body. This is my blood. Receive it and never be the same again. Receive it and tell people about the truth of this pearl of great price. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.